This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The decks and make our way into Friday, the 9th of February. This hour of the DJV program is brought to you by a connection to the United States Constitution, where we declare our right to speak our mind, freedom of speech, the right to sound silly or somewhat silly, anyway, once in a while. I reserve that right, ladies. So you can do your thing, I'll do my thing, and we'll live happily ever after. How's that for a mantra? Go, like Doug, it. Go. You like
sounds
that?
Sounds okay. Good.
DJV Show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria has the trending items for this hour.
Yes, well, of course, the government avoided a shutdown last night, so that is the one of the most popular trending items right now. And, of course, tonight is the Olympic ceremony, the opening ceremonies. And one of the other bits of buzz that that Team USA is getting is our figure skating team. And I was introduced by who's considered to be our number one hopeful for a gold, by Kara, our fabulous producer. Nathan Chen is his name. He's 17. He might actually be 18 now, but he is phenomenal. And last night, unfortunately, he skated with Team USA. He had a bit of a hiccup, though. He ended up in fourth place in the short program. But he did do something that's kind of interesting. He did the first quadruple flip ever seen in Olympic competition. So he's still considered to be our best hopeful. He said he feels bad that he let the team down, but he's confident in the next long program that he'll be back in top skating form.
You know, right.
Go Team USA.
I watched this last night, and
he's incredible.
Yeah, he's incredible, and it was really disappointing because almost no one, it was the men's individual, but they were skating for the team competition. No one except for one guy skated a clean program, and all of these guys are amazing, and they all fell down the entire time.
Nerves.
So yeah, it must be, or I don't know if there was something with the ice or just nerves, but yeah.
It's called the Humpty Dumpty complex.
I guess so. They all fell down.
All right. So how many people actually are going to spend time watching the Olympics or following it one way or another? Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, all of you, none of you, you have it in your mind.
I can't
you're going
stand
to watch.
It. I can't stand it, so I won't watch it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No,
boring.
No, I think the Olympics are boring. I think it's a total snooze fest. I do check the medal counts every day and go, oh, yay, Team USA is winning. Woo. See, I think the Summer Olympics are snooze fest, and then the Winter Olympics are the only things worth watching. I love the snowboarding, and the slalom ski stuff is really fun, and the ice skating. Those are and ice hockey, too, I'll watch. Those are the four big ones
well,
for me.
Well, I watch them all, and I love them all.
And
summer
she loves curling.
And Winter Olympics. I don't normally watch curling, but I will probably check it out occasionally.
But your dad does.
But yes, my dad does. But there is, I actually saw this last night, and I hadn't realized, there is also, everyone is super young, so it's weird when you start getting, like, a little bit older, and everyone at the Olympics is younger than you. They're all, like, 16 and 17.
Uh-huh.
But there is a female speed skater who's 17 from Virginia.
Oh, speed skating's fun, too.
Yeah, and she's I think, at the forefront, apparently expected to do really well, so I'll check her out, too.
And then the giant, you know, the giant ski jump.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That always, I love that, too.
Okay,
Jen,
so here's
wow.
My...
It's because you're a Californian and you'd never have seen
so
snow. That must be
right.
It. I don't like the Summer Olympics, either.
I don't either. I have two takeaways at this point in time for my involvement, if you will, or my interest in this. One of them has to do with Mike Pence being snubbed by the American figure skater who's gay, who turned down an invitation to meet with him because of Pence's position on gay rights. He tweeted, his name is Adam Rippon, Rippon, never heard of him before. He offered a personal note of encouragement to Mr. Rippon. He said, quote, I want you to know, for all you are, don't let fake news distract you. I'm proud of you, all of you. You are great athletes, and my only hope for you and all of Team USA is to bring home the gold.
mean, so. Is that fake news, though? I mean, it's not like we all know how he feels about gay rights. So that
so
part
does he not get to have that belief? He doesn't. He doesn't.
No, I'm not. I mean, no, I'm not saying he doesn't get to have that belief, but it doesn't mean that a guy has to meet with him. I'm saying that Mike Pence saying it's fake news. It's not fake news. That's how he feels
right.
about it. And so I think this other guy has the right to say, okay, well, you don't respect me.
You
and the way that I feel.
Totally
so, but the thing is he is meeting with him afterwards. He told him that he wanted to put it in the past and that he would meet with Mike Pence afterwards.
The fake news is that Mike Pence hates gays, and that's not true. Mike Pence has never said that he hates gays. He doesn't support gay marriage for religious reasons. And I think it's funny that a whole...
It's more than that, though, Jen. It is more than that. He is a pray the gay away guy. It is more than that. It's not just anti-marriage.
Okay, everything that I've heard from him, and we could, you know, agree to disagree, but the point here is this. If your movement is all about having yourself accepted, then why aren't you accepting of everybody else? Why would you, if you want to promote being accepted, why wouldn't you accept someone who doesn't agree with you? Why wouldn't you be the person to teach that hateful human being a lesson? And the answer is because you're trying to make a point. And so I think it's a lost opportunity that you wouldn't go and accept a meeting with someone who you think doesn't agree with your lifestyle.
Well, it sounds like Kara read that he is going to meet with him, so he is going to do that.
I also find it a little bit, I don't know, if you're someone who's training for the Olympics and you have the biggest thing that you were ever going to compete in, and it's right now in front of you, I feel like I would not want to be distracted by something like this. So that's
distracted in what way?
Well, I mean, would you want to be going to all of these publicity things and meeting with all of these people beforehand? I mean, I'm sure that every interview that these athletes have to do is just a distraction for them.
No, I don't know. I think what happens here in these circumstances is people, the walls are torn down in some circumstances here because of the opportunities that are presented to these people. They're good and the resources have been presented to them for them to perform. I don't know that any of it is federal money. I don't have a great love for Mike Pence, frankly, but I think at some point you drop all of the swords, the daggers, the innuendos, the suggestions, the anger, whatever it is. So the guy's going to come and congratulate or wish well the team. And so it is this fellow's right, I suppose, to stay home and make a statement or not do it or go practice or whatever he's doing. But at some point, at some place, there's got to be an end to this on all sides. It just becomes, it's so paramount in my mind. This stuff becomes so contrived. And I'm not suggesting that his point of view is contrived. And again, I don't know what Mike Pence's heart tells him. There are things that people say, and there are reports that he did this and he did that. My guess is that given his stance on some things, he's probably not very open to the gay lifestyle. But can't you put that stuff aside? I think from the other point of view, every single thing we do gets politicized. There's nobody who can just say, okay, yep, here's Mr. President. Yep, like,
well,
nice
I think,
to see you.
Yeah, and kind of in relation to that, I think we have to keep in mind that there are two openly male gay athletes who are competing, and I don't think either of them came out from the beginning and said anything about it. I think that they were specifically asked about it, and that's why it came up in the first place. I don't think either of them were like, oh, I'm not going to meet with this guy. And so it's kind of become a story because they were asked a question and they had to come up with an answer for it. Sometimes the answer that you
My
come up with
My answer would have been,
is,
I'm going to practice, see you later. That's
and even if he had said that, it probably would have been misconstrued or, you know, someone would have come up with a different meaning for it.
But
so,
I'm just all sick of it.
This is what I'm getting
sick
at. Is that, look, I accept people's right to choose or to be born into a lifestyle that's different than mine. For what I support people who want to get married. I think that's wonderful. If you want to get married, by all means, who am I to stand in your way? But I also support people who aren't quite down with that yet, be for whatever religious reason or whatever. I think if we're going to start being empathetic to everybody, it's not about who's right and who's wrong. It's about being empathetic to everybody and accepting that some people are going to like what you do and like who you are, and some people aren't. And that's true no matter who you are. And so I think we just have to kind of treat each other with a little bit of kindness, and that will change things more than making huge, big political stinks. And I'm not accusing that this particular person is doing that, but I think that it just, in general, people like to do that to make a point. Well, you're right and I'm wrong. Well, the best way to teach someone about why they're wrong is to show them and to make an example of it, not create more division. So that's just where I see the story from. It just seems like it, all it does is separate people even more.
Yeah. There's a point on all sides. Here's one of the other things that's going on this weekend, a big party. The North Koreans say that they are going to soft launch a military sort of, I don't know if you would say, a military shadow big parade this weekend. President or what's his name? What is his title? Anyway, Kim Jong-un is is the North Korea's forever leader. What is his title?
They call him the leader, I know.
Is that what they call him? Who's they?
Yeah, I think
the people
supreme,
there?
Supreme leader seems to be the name.
He's not, I've never actually heard him referred to as president. Mm. It must just be some fake supreme leader thing.
El Supremo.
He's crowned himself.
Well, they think that he is a god. If the reporting
They do worship. You're right. I think
they do, and that's why he tells people that he's scored, 15 hole-in-ones in a row, or all these amazing feats that he's done.
Yeah. Also been reported that the North Korean delegation at the Olympics, including Kim's younger sister, is scheduled to meet the South Korean president for a lunch at some point.
Apparently she makes him look like the nice one.
Yes. Yes, there it is.
There's your song. There's the moon.
How nice.
Yes, there's the moon. Yes, the story is that South Korean President Moon is going to meet with Kim Jong-un's sister. Better check her handbag. Do they have any devices there, metal detectors or anything before they have these meetings?
I don't even think they need that. If that norovirus is behind my theory there, that's biological
warfare.
Bring that
with you.
Uh-huh. Yep. And then with the half brother, remember he was killed by those two women who just smeared something on his face.
Yeah. There's really a very interesting documentary I saw. I'm trying to remember where I was when I saw it. I was on the road one day this weekend. I was watching a story about that, Victoria, how they managed to pull that off and dispatch him, and how other people in the Kim family have been dispatched, people that were close to him that he didn't trust for whatever the reason. There are others that are around that are trying to do him in, so he thinks. So watch for them to all be dispatched as well.
Mm.
So the big story from my perspective about the Olympics is the condom count. If you take the number of condoms that have been supplied by the Olympic Committee, it equals 40 condoms for every single member of the Olympics.
That's about
somehow
right.
They have got 40 condoms.
Well, how long are they there for? Like 20 days? So a couple times
when
a day.
When did this start? Do we know when the condom,
the condom
thing began?
Do
they
when
have time?
The hoochie coo got started.
No, but when did supplying condoms from the Olympic Committee, when did that begin?
I don't know.
Is that an AIDS thing? Like, when... That's, I know in the last couple Olympics it's always making a headline, but I don't know when that started.
Well,
I'll at least call on your
do
pillow.
Some research and let you know.
Yeah, yeah. Put them on your pillow, or what
research.
Do they do?
Kara, the consumer researcher, will find out. 20 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing
23
on.
And change after the hour here on the Friday DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara. Jennifer is going to update us on what television shows are, if there's anything on other than the Olympics, as that seems to permeate all of the NBC channels, and there are, what, a half a dozen of them.
Yeah, this is definitely the biggest story, is that this today we will see the opening ceremony for the Winter Olympics. And every headline that I've seen, I just did a little research, says that Pyeongchang will see a ceremony promising pageantry and not politics. So how about that?
Very nice. And 2-degree weather.
And very cold weather. That's
very
right.
Short. There'll be very short parades. Yeah.
So apparently they're saying there's going to be lots of dazzling, and dignitaries are expecting about 35,000 spectators who will watch it all unfold. It's very, very cold. It'll be the coldest opening ceremony in 24 years. Plus, all eyes will be on North Korea and their participation in this, because there's escalating tension between them and not only our country, but countries around the world. And this is how it's going to get underway. It's actually, gosh, is it going on now? 6 a.m. Eastern time is the festivity. So we actually may be able to see parts of this now. Tonight on television, there'll be lots of replays and, of course, lots of Olympic events. But there are still a few new shows. Trending tonight is Jane the Virgin. That will be new at 9 p.m. on the CW. Guy Fieri's back. He's highlighting Big Easy Eats, including seafood, barbecue, pizza, po' boys, as he heads to New Orleans on the Food Network, a brand new episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, easy for me to say. Big Brother continues on. They're new tonight at 8 p.m. on CBS. And the show my uncle loves to watch, Gold Rush, brand new on Discovery at 9 p.m.
That's so phony. I watched that. That's a big
Gold one. Rush? What
like
is that?
All those,
he loves it.
It's all of these. The Discovery Channel has all of these silly shows about stuff like that, and they contrive. The last time I saw one, there was an excavator that was in a precarious position, and the announcer says before they go to the commercial, will the excavator operator be able to save the machine, or will it go over the side down into the ravine? We'll find out after this. What nonsense. Foolishness. Okay, let's do some music, shall we? 26 past the hour. The Doors. Actually, there's not the Doors. Three Doors Down, not related. They're not the younger nieces and nephews of the Doors, right?
They're the sequel.
Yeah, they are the sequel. So the family of the guitarist for this group accusing an Alabama doctor of fueling the opioid addiction that the guitarist had before he died of a drug overdose. Matthew Roberts was found dead a couple of years ago in the hallway of a hotel outside Milwaukee where they were performing. Authorities say that, well, it's, if we look at the lawsuit itself, it was filed in Alabama. Family says Dr. Richard Snellgrove began prescribing high levels of opioids to this guitarist back in 2006 and continued to do so until he died. Other defendants named in the lawsuit, Rite Aid Pharmacies, which the family said failed to report Robert's suspected drug abuse. He was the co-author of the band's song. Now I remember this group. Kryptonite, crack this up. You
yeah,
get the song
great.
Playing. Yeah.
Couldn't get away from this song when it was popular.
Yeah, but I didn't know.
I used
what
to love it.
2001.
People make fun of it. Yeah.
This was a heavy song. Yeah. This drug thing, I'm telling you, man. This is. We've touched, just scratched the surface of this. This is a big problem in our country, and beginning to be a big problem all around the world,
yeah,
because of how these drugs have been pushed. And that's really what has happened in my read on this.
And this
these
doctor drugs, gave him 10 years of
10
fentanyl
years of
patches,
yeah.
And that's what Tom Petty died from. That's what Prince died from, with complications of other things. But
yeah, this is a big problem. Oh. 28 after the hour here, DJV time.
Kids need love, and so do adults. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We know that children need love. Time and again, history, research, common sense, and our own personal experiences have shown us that children flourish with love. And as much as we know that, however, somewhere along the way in their development to adulthood, we forget just how very essential love is for everyone. There's no one who doesn't need love. Make a concerted effort to give love to every child you encounter, and then remember this, every adult alive on this planet was a former child, and everyone, absolutely everyone, still needs love. Even if it's not always easy, be mindful to give love to everyone, including yourself. For support along the way, subscribe to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you... And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's F-U-N 66 to 543-543.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Now 34 after the hour, Friday, the 9th of February, Valentine's Day is a few days away. Take note, those of you who have somebody to be close to, and don't mess this up, please.
What are you going
to
send us, Dougie?
And thank you. I'm taking care of you at your birthday tomorrow. I don't know that...
That's for my birthday, though. What about Valentine's Day?
Hold on just a second. Is it appropriate for me to be sending you Valentine? Valentine, you're both the taken. You and I'll have to send a Valentine to Kara because she's the only one who's not taken. It would be considered an insult, wouldn't you? If this were back in the 14th century and I sent you a Valentine,
Louis, I think it's not the 14th
and Jeff
century.
Because
we'd all be dead by the time we're 25, so...
No, it would be okay. Don't worry about that.
As long as you don't send something like super romantic or creepy, then it's fine. Mm. I send Valentine's to my family. It's all good.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
Happy Valentine's to you. To Jennifer and Victoria, too.
Oh,
and
boy.
To Kara, who's there.
All I was doing was hinting for some flowers, Doug.
Wait, come on. I'd like some chocolate, maybe.
Today is National Pizza Day. No chocolate. Pepperoni, the most popular pizza. 36% of all pizzas ordered in this country have pepperoni on them, which is so bad for you, you can't begin to imagine how bad a pepperoni pizza with all that cheese, that
if
dough,
gonna,
it's like
eat
a
pizza,
big pile of
you may as well go all the way. Just go all the way. Just
stomach.
Eat it all. Mm.
3 billion pizzas sold every year in our country. And that's those are the real ones that you go to the pizza shop to buy. If you buy them in the store, another 1 billion frozen pizzas are sold in the grocery store, in the food store. 17% of all U.S. restaurants are pizzerias, and that's a reasonable thing to come around and figure out because it's so cheap to make a pizza. It's a very, very profitable item. His name was Antica Pizzeria. He was the first pizzeria opener. Let's see if we can get people on fake news. The first pizzeria was started by a guy named Pizzeria. All those who believe that, raise your hands, please.
I tried it. It'd be hard.
Really? Sorry.
Is it true?
All right,
or
so
not?
This is the first pizza pie was sold in Italy in 1738. Gennaro Lombardi opened the first pizzeria in the United States. It was 1895 in New York City. So there you have the history of pizza. Even though it was the first sold in Italy, it was actually a Greek. It is a Greek dish. It is not an Italian dish. Americans consume 23 pounds of pizza on average a year. Every man, woman, and child in America, to average it out, it's like all the Olympians have 40 condoms to each one of them. So if you want to compare notes...
To the non-Olympians, we've just got 23 pounds of pizza.
23 pounds of pizza per person per year. Okay, when's the last time...
How much does a pizza weigh?
It depends on the size.
Do you think a pizza an average...
Is the crust? Yeah. Average slice of pizza probably weighs 3-4 ounces, I'm going to guess. There's a great pizzeria down on the 3rd Street Promenade called Stefano's. I was going to say Stefano's. It's
no wonder you like it.
Yeah, I was going to say. Wonder why you like it.
They have the most fabulous pizza. Oh my God! They have a veggie mushroom pizza that is. When I go to the movies down there, it's right next to the movie house. I always go in there and have a slice of pizza. Very good stuff. Yum yum. All right. So when's the last time you had a piece of pizza, Victoria?
Wednesday night. I think Wednesday night. We ordered pizza.
How often? Once a week? Do you get pizza?
I would say yes, probably. Really? Yeah, there's a really good pizzeria. Since we're in New York City, so we do have a lot of good pizza. But there's a really great pizza place that's right down the block from us. So whenever we're just like running behind schedule, that's our go-to dinner.
Yep, it's good. All right, Jen, when's the last time you had a piece of pizza?
Birthday night, actually. That was part of our appetizer. We had a lot of appetizers that night, and one of them was a pizza, and it was delicious. It was good flatbread, but it still counts.
Flatbread. Yeah, that's pizza. All right, so, Carol, you're the next victim here. When's the last time you had pizza?
I think it was last Friday. There's a really good Italian place down the road called Pachi's, and they have delicious margarita pizza and delicious sangria.
Pachi's pizza.
Yeah, and so we go like once a month. It's so good.
Say that, then alliterate. Pachi's pizza. Who?
Pachi's.
Pachi's
pizza place. Pizza place.
Yeah. All right, other food news here. Chipotle says it's going to spend $20,000 making a restaurant near you more appealing. They're going to take the $50 million they're getting back because of the tax reform package, and they're going to invest it in their stores. They have 24,000 restaurants. My God. So they take the money. It's $20,000 per location. In addition to the $10,000 per restaurant they regularly spend to fix up their location. So that's $30,000. What can you do with $30,000? Put in new chairs, put in... This sort of thing is really good
new
for...
New bathrooms, maybe?
This is a kick. Yeah, this is a good kick for American businesses, the spending. If you're working for somebody that had a tax benefit because of the rules changing and you get some money, you're going to spend it, you're going to put it away. Have you come across anybody, because it doesn't affect me and it doesn't affect you, I don't think, any of us here, but if you had it, what would you do with it? Let's say you got $1,000 extra this year that you weren't planning on having. What would you do with it, Carol? We'll start with you. $1,000. You got $1,000. Let me send you a check for $1,000. What are you going to do with it?
Well, I have a trip to Italy coming up, so I would probably just try and put it in the savings and then buy stuff there.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah, right, what about you? I'd love to think that I would save it, but I probably would spend some of it.
That's it. The truth is out. Okay, Jen.
I would probably save it. I need to get a house one of these days and doing some home improvement projects around here. And so I would try to save it. I might take a couple, you know, maybe take $100 to Sephora.
Yeah.
Ooh, but I would save it. I'd save it.
Oh. Okay. So apparently they have a problem, as most of these fast food places do, in retention of their employees. So you give them $1,000 and say, okay, we want you to stay on for 6 months or something. Use it as an incentive. That's probably a good idea. Also, they're improving their maternity and paternity coverage, life insurance, short-term disability coverage. So that's all good. I'd say that was pretty smart on their part. McDonald's in the food news today. They have a Valentine giveaway. McDonald's giving away its most decadent Big Mac burger. You can, wear it on your finger?
It's a ring. It's jewelry.
The Bling Mac. An 18-karat gold stackable ring set designed to show how big your Big Mac love is. What cornball.
Oh, my God.
Who came up with this? It's about a... What? Huh?
They have a contest. I can fill you in. So yeah, basically, all you have to do is you have to tweet at McDonald's with the hashtag Bling Mac Contest, and until February 14th, and you have they're going to select the wittiest, most comedic, most romantic tweet, and then the winner gets this custom ring, which is valued at $12,500. What it is, it's Pink was actually just wearing one when she sang the national anthem. It's a stackable ring that when you put all the stacks together, it looks like a burger. It looks like a Big Mac on your finger. It's very bizarre, but this jewelry designer does all types of food rings, so stackable sushi and things like that. That's what she's known for. And so each ring is a different color with different, you know, there's rose gold, white gold, yellow gold. There's rubies, sapphires, and champagne diamonds. And so each thing looks like, you know, the lettuce and then the tomato and then the bun.
How many of these?
And then it all adds
away?
Up to a just one. So it all adds up to a Big Mac.
$12,500
is ring.
Oh yeah, it's a big ring.
This ring is massive. It's like as big as half of your ring finger.
Yep. It's as big as a Big Mac.
Basically, right? Yeah.
They call it the bling finger for people who don't get quality jewelry. The bling finger. All right, so we have McDonald's and hamburgers for Valentine. How romantic. Instead of flowers and gifts. So there's a new survey out, and it suggests that the flowers, jewelry, even chocolates are not the big thing this Valentine's Day. For those of you who are answering the question that I was asking, you can say I love you with the ultimate gift. Andy Solomon is going to explain.
Looking for the perfect Valentine's Day gift? Princess Cruises, the setting of the Love Boat series, surveyed 1,000 U.S. adults to find out their ideal Valentine's Day gifts. The results? A vacation was twice as popular as receiving flowers, jewelry, chocolates, or other gifts. The ultimate romantic vacation? 55% chose a Caribbean cruise. Princess Ambassador and Love Boat Captain Gavin McLeod.
It's called the Love Boat for good reason. There is nothing more romantic than a princess cruise, and the Caribbean has always been a favorite destination. So this Valentine's Day, Princess Cruises will sail to romantic destinations around the world and offer many ways to celebrate the holiday on board. I can't think of a better place for couples to be.
For romantics looking for a special Valentine's Day gift, Princess Cruises gift cards, available from $25 to $2,000, are ideal. Choose from more than 50 digital card designs and personalize them with an audio message or photo. For more, visit princess.com/gift card.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
46 after the hour, DJV time. So, George Soros is donating $500,000 to a group in England that's aimed at stopping the country from leaving Brexit. He gave the money to the group Best for Britain, his Open Society Foundation, a nonprofit, is the one responsible for sending the check. The Telegraph, the English, the big newspaper there is called Telegraph, reported the money yesterday is going to be helping advertising, because they're going to, is there another vote? I think next month, isn't it? Another referendum on EU membership is coming up?
I don't know if it's, there is another vote, yes. Because when we were in Ireland in January, that was a huge conversation that everyone seemed to be having. And everyone seems to think that they're going to reverse that they're not really going to go through
so
with it.
So why would George Soros be involved, though? What's in it
for because if England actually leaves, and Richard Branson has been talking about this a lot, excuse me, from the beginning, if Brexit actually happened, it does affect the world markets in a lot of ways, and there's a ripple effect that a lot of entrepreneurs and businessmen, they have a real vested interest in making sure that England doesn't leave.
Got it. Okay. The U.S. State Department this week says 19 more U.S. travelers to Cuba have been in the hospital, health issues, symptoms similar to all these people that have had the experience there for the last year or so. State Department and the U.S. Embassy in Cuba issued travel warnings, remember last fall, stating that numerous U.S. Embassy employees in Havana targeted in specific attacks. But I haven't heard anything. Is there some proof of what actually has been done? These people they can't hear anymore. They're dizzy all the time.
Like a high-pitched tone or something that they're messing with people's brains or their hearing or whatever it is. And originally, it was supposed to be the Cubans, and then they were saying, well, maybe Russia was involved with this, too. And so Russia's the fall guy for anything bad. But, it's so crazy because their lives are being hugely impacted.
Wouldn't do the Cubans any good because they want to normalize relations. So
Is this the best way that you do that? I don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't see this as in their best interest. I'm looking at a story in today's Miami Herald, and it reads, quote, since September, the State Department has been contacted by a number of U.S. citizens who have reported experiencing the same things that those listed in the travel warning after visiting Cuba in that list of people who are in the State Department. This is a level three. They have a State Department advisory has them on a level three, telling Americans to reconsider travel to Cuba. Or is that just the politics of what's going on now? That's what I wonder. Which of these two is it? 10 before the hour, as we wonder here on the DJV show.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, let's get to our weekend tech overview. Victoria Keenan is here with me, Doug Steffen. Yes, at the end of the week, we are happy to present to you the top five items in the world of technology, things that have happened this past week that have influenced you in some way, shape, or form. So let's get started with number five, Victoria.
Disney is in the picture for number five. Disney's venturing into the streaming game. They have two new services. One will be for sports and one will be for entertainment. Now, Disney a couple months ago made headlines saying that they were going to take all of Disney movies, all the cartoons and all the Pixar and all, everything that Disney owns, all that property will no longer be seen on things like Netflix and Hulu and things like that. They are going to take all of their own stuff and put it onto their own streaming service. That's the entertainment one, which will debut sometime later this year. The other one for sports is ESPN, which is another Disney property, and they're going to charge $5 a month for ESPN Plus streaming. That's coming around in about April. And so the only criticism so far for the ESPN streaming channel is that it actually isn't going to be the cable content. So people aren't exactly sure what you're going to get from ESPN because ESPN is still going to be on cable TV and it's going to be different content. So is Disney trying to milk $5 out of people per month?
Yes.
remains to be seen. But yes, it kind of looks like a yes.
It looks like it is to me. Yeah. Number four, big changes at eBay.
Yeah, if you've been an eBay shopper, you know for the last 15 years, you've always used PayPal to process all of your payments. And if you've sold things, then PayPal is how you collect your money. And eBay has now said, after this partnership that has lasted since the beginning of eBay, they are no longer going to be working with PayPal and using that as their payment service. And in 2020, they're going to be switching everything over to Adyen, which is an Amsterdam-based payment company that was founded in 2006. And Adyen actually works with Uber and Netflix and Spotify. And so eBay feels that this Adyen is going to provide a lot more with credit card processing and getting money to businesses and things like that. It actually works with 200 payment methods. Bitcoin is not listed yet for eBay, but don't be surprised if cryptocurrency creeps its way into eBay as well.
Number three on our overview of the top five items from the world of technology this past week.
Sad week for music CDs. It looks like they really are going the way of the dinosaur. Best Buy has announced that they will no longer sell CDs at their stores starting July 1st. Target is also considering a change in how they have their inventory of CDs. Target probably won't get rid of CDs completely because they do have a lot of exclusive deals with artists like Taylor Swift, and I think Keith Urban had an exclusive CD with them. But this is definitely bad news for anyone who likes CDs. I know some people still do like listening to them, but this is going to be, streaming has just replaced it. That's pretty much the bottom line.
Number two, your smart TV is the focus.
Yes, smart TVs that have built-in Netflix and YouTube and Hulu, any other web connection, really, there's a warning. And your smart TV is actually a lot more vulnerable to hackers than maybe you even knew. And it's also monitoring everything that you view way more than a lot of people understand. And the reason it does it is because it's a smart TV. And what it does, it wants to, when your TV, it watches what you view, and that way it can hook you up with advertisers that basically pay the smart TV companies to be able to target you. So if you watch certain shows, you'll see ads for those shows come up anytime you're hooked up to your Wi-Fi system. So if you watch a show on your TV and then you plug your computer into your Wi-Fi, you're going to start seeing pop-up ads for those same shows. Now, the problem is Consumer Reports did a big investigation into the five biggest U.S. TV brands, Samsung, LG, Sony, TCL, and Vizio, and they found that Samsung and TCL were very vulnerable, along with Roku TVs. They found that they could easily be hacked. Now, the way you can get around this, you can go into your settings and you can turn off the automatic content recognition, which monitors what you watch. It's way more than Nielsen measuring, and just if you want to compare. But the other thing is you can also get a dumb TV. And some people actually are considering switching back to dumb TVs with a set-top box.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right, number one in the top five tech stories of the week, this is El Numero Uno.
Yep, some former tech employees are teaming up to, the group is called the Center for Humane Technology, and they are targeting an ad campaign at 55,000 United States public schools with a campaign called The Truth About Tech. Now, these are people who helped start things like Facebook and a lot of other Silicon Valley companies, and they're basically saying that social media is just dangerous for kids. So they're trying to raise awareness for the addiction that kids are, I guess, at alarming rates. And then, of course, there's depression and all kinds of other things that get added on to that.
And don't forget, Elon Musk's car is up in space. That's a big technology story. Bye-bye to the car.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.